My name is Demis Kyriakou. I'm a psychiatrist and drama therapist, and I'm going to say a few words on the psychotherapeutic use of the mask. To begin with, let's say a few words about drama therapy. Drama therapy has as its main focus the intentional use of healing aspects of drama and theater as a therapeutic process. It is a method of working and playing that uses action methods to facilitate creativity, imagination, learning, insight, and growth. It forms the meeting point of psychology and drama, based on the ability of drama to heal and recognize human awareness, reorganizing this awareness. In practice, it has been greatly influenced by the theory and practice of group analytic psychotherapy, Jungian archetypal psychotherapy, Gestalt therapy, and others. Drama therapy can be a valuable tool in the process of self-knowledge and personality integration. Drama therapy's tools are role-playing, drawing, rituals, symbols, and metaphor, myths and fairy tales, and of course masks. With these tools, deeper layers of the self are approached and recognized, emotions and feelings are acknowledged and accepted, leading to self-awareness and personality development. Thus, problems and emotional disorders are faced from a different and clearer point of view. However, let's focus on the mask and its healing potential. The mask reveals by hiding, shows by covering up. This paradox, as it may seem, is present for both the wearer of the mask as well as for the observers of the event. Peter Brook observes that the mask enables one to overcome natural human limitations, just as we have seen in the case of the mask in rituals. By wearing the mask, one risks revealing parts of himself which otherwise would not dare doing so. Having the face covered with a mask, one becomes more conscious with his body, thus loosening and freeing movements and expressions, broadening up the range of choices on a body as well as on an emotional level, something which is of utmost importance in psychotherapy. The healing effect and an increase of emotional mobility takes place right from the beginning when one is getting ready to create and work with masks. Then, by creating a mask, he molds the material according to his psychological projections, making it thus a gate to his inner world, to the issues he wants to address and problems to solve. Through the creating of the mask, one gets into a playful state. The body of play emerges, along with its healing energy and creativity. Later on, when he wears a mask, changes in respiration and body posture take place, and because of the verbal absence, emotions and feelings become clearer and specific. Even in role-playing, masks help one to easier get in touch with the role. The importance of the mask as mediator between one's inner world and outer reality is even greater when one is trapped in rationalizations, stereotypes, too much in the head, as we say, or even in hysterical and over-dramatic behavior. A basic therapeutic tool in drama therapy is what we call dramatic paradox, or dramatic distancing. It is an as-if situation where one is led by the therapist in order to create a physical distance between face and mask, self and not self, creating thus a safer place where some of the client's hot issues can be worked through on the one hand, and speeding up the therapeutic process on the other. When I'm in a role, I have the luxury of saying, I'm not the person or thing I'm role-playing, or I'm not the mask I'm wearing, where at the same time the role I'm playing and the mask that I'm wearing are parts of myself. The therapist helps one with the aid of masks and roles to integrate those parts in one individual whole. After all, therapy is becoming whole and not negating parts of oneself. The use of roles and masks in psychotherapy helps one acknowledge the fact that we all wear masks in our daily life, some of which have trapped us in unhealthy ways of living or in dysfunctional behaviors. Depression, anxiety, phobias are just a few consequences of these inner areas we are trapped in. In therapy, the mask is used homeopathically in the sense that the likes cure the likes. With the use of a mask, the trapping masks reveal themselves and are dealt with. One other dimension of the healing properties of the mask comes from ancient Greece, where psychological symptoms and disorders were identified with the happenings and behaviors of gods and heroes. The creation of dramatic distance again we see here. These happenings were role-played, and masks held a major role in these enactments. Modern psychotherapy would say that what the ancients did was to identify and correlate a psychological problem with the archetypal world of myths and symbols, which on the one hand created a safer distance, and on the other a relief coming from the awareness that one's sorrow, grief, agony or fear is also collective and all human. Tapping his inner potential for healing is a result of this process and the goal of every true psychotherapy at the very end.